ZYX, mobile monitoring.
KO4ZYX, good evening, sir. This is KO4WWZ.
KO4WWZ, KO4ZYX, how are you, sir?
I'm just hot and tired. Been working a long day.
I feel you on that. It was a long day for me as well. I'm running up here to take the trash off this afternoon and gonna stop and drive the truck until the wife and kids. When I get to the house, I'm gonna be done for the day. Over.
I can't blame you. When I get to the house, first thing I'm gonna do is jump in the shower, then I'm gonna eat, and then I'm gonna go to bed. What's your name, sir?
My name is Chandler, Tony Hotel Alpha, November Delta Lima, Echo Romeo.
WWZ for ID. Sir, your signal has got a lot of noise on it. I can barely make you out, sir.
Yeah, I'm going through town. I got a lot of power on. But this is Daniel Woodard.
Still doing the same thing.
I don't know if it's a tree. I ain't got many trees around me. I got open skies, but it is cloudy and got a bunch of volatility there. But my signal's loud. Got the noise behind it. Step on back and try to figure out what's going on.
KO4WWZ, any patient that's listening, you're able to pull them out, relay for me. If not, it may be something on my end. I don't know exactly what it is, but it may be something on my end. KO4WWZ, I'll be listening for any station, and I say again, any station that might have a future.
This is ZEW Mobile, this is Ben. I'm hearing your signal quite clean, but the other one is a lot of static and clutter.
Thank you.
KO Ford.
All I got out of that was KO Ford and then a lot of echo.
KO4WWZ is KO4ZYX. My apologies. I thought I turned my radio all the way off on the mobile. I switched over to EchoLink. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I've got so much static behind me. That's the first I've heard from anyone on my mobile radio. Honestly, I don't know. But I will get it figured out. Over.
I see I'm not really 100% sure, but if you can, maybe try to check your tail lights connection. Maybe it'll come loose a little bit.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll check that here when I get home in a few minutes, and probably be about 15, 20 minutes, and I'll check all my connections and all, and I'll give another call from the house and see how it sounds. Over.
That's absolutely fine with me. Just to let you know, I am heading back home from work. I don't answer your call. It is because I have designated to my house, and I am winding down for today.
hard copy on that, Mr. Chandler, and I know we had some issues a little bit earlier, but my name is Daniel, and I live down in Woodruff. I'll get back on my mobile here in just a little bit when I get home, and if you're not available, I'm sure there'll be a station out there that can give me a call back. But till then, this is KO4ZYX. I'll be clear.
All right, Daniel, 7-3. It was a pleasure to meet you. Sorry that our Q-show wasn't great. Maybe we can try again tomorrow. I'll tell you what, when I get to the office, I'll put my phone on that link, and if I hear your call, I'll answer. So, just stay up for more WWZ. I'll be on the side listening for any station that would like to have a Q-show.
KO4WWZ, KJ4HYC.
KJ4HYC, KO4WWZ, go ahead.
Audio report there. See if this little handheld do it there.
Are you asking for a signal report?
Audio report, see if this thing, see if the audio is set right on it.
Alright, because you're on a handheld and you're moving around, your audio goes in and out, but when you hit the right spot, you can be heard as if you're on an open rig doing 25 watts. So, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it sounds really good. I can hear everything you're saying when you get in the right spot.
Yeah, it's just a little handheld there. I just wanted to make sure if you hit the repeater there.
Where are you located?
6 miles.
Yeah, that's pretty good for a little handheld.
A couple of my handhelds, I can't hit this machine here, but with this little radio, I guess I hit it pretty good there when I found my egg.
You really did. And if you're on the Yazoo handheld, there's no doubt you'll be able to hit the repeater. Yazoo will get you out really well. Paired with a diamond antenna, you're going to get out really well.
Then it's on with the rubber duck on it, so. I got a Yazoo, but I got to replace the batteries in it.
What's that? Well, whatever equipment you're using, you're doing a really fine job, sir. Outstanding.
All right, I'll let you watch the road there, and we'll catch up with you later on down the log here. KO4WWZ, KJ4HYC. Let you wrap it up.
73 with you, sir. You have a blessed day, and I hope to talk to you again soon on down the line. Stay up for more WWZ, listening for any station that would like to have a Q show.
4ZEW, this is Ben.
Ben, how's it going? Stay up for more WWZ.
Good. I'm down here in Simpsonville. I'm watching a storm roll in, and I got permission from the old lady to go up to Waynesville, spend some money, celebrate my newest life.
You're going, and let me just say, I am jealous.
It was tough, but it wasn't hard for me to study because I'm so interested in this stuff. I just, I actually wanted to sit down and read the books each night. So, this took me about 3 months to get general once I got seriously studying.
Okay.
I don't know if I put on one of your Facebook posts, but I use the ARRL book and a website called hamstudy.org, and I swear by that hamstudy.org site. I even supported them, bought one of their signal sticks for my HD, which is a good antenna, and that was a big piece that I used there.
So you're going to Waynesville to get you a, I'm assuming, get you a nice HF rig.
No, it's up there. I know I'm going to go ahead and get some, I'll be getting some cabling and connectors and things like that, maybe some lightning arresters. If I see a good radio, I'll grab it, but if I don't, I'll be equipped, and it won't hurt my feelings too much.
Well, I'm looking to get my general, and I'm also looking to start saving some money, so when I get my general, I can go ahead and order a ICOM 7100.
Yeah, now the 7100 is that the HF radio, or is that the one that's VHF and above? I get 7100 to 7300 confused.
7100 is HF, VHF, and UHF. It's an all-mode, all-band transceiver. I think, I'm not completely sure, but I think it is capable of doing a cross-band repeat. And the other thing is it's nice and compact, so if you want to ever take your station with you, it makes it more easy to do that.
Yeah, the crossband repeat is one of the things that's a must-have for me, so I can move around my house and my yard using my HT, and then the base unit be rebroadcasting out to the repeater.
Somebody almost just hit somebody out here on Stone. Good Lord, I'm glad he's okay.
Almost hit a pedestrian or almost had a collision with a car?
Almost hit a pedestrian wearing high visibility vest and stuff. He's a road worker. Good Lord, I'm glad he didn't get hit. I was sure he's dead. No, he made it. He made it across just in time.
Scary.
Boys. For a minute there, I thought I'd be having to turn around and go help him. At that point, if he was hit, there ain't no question about it. I'm turning around, and I was going to go help him, but he's good. No one got hit, no one got hurt. We're good.
That's good. That just sounds really scary.
Oh, it is, and I can imagine it was pretty scary for the guy in the car coming right at him, so, Oh, man, I tell you, to be a roadside worker, you have to have some pretty big guts to do what you do.
Especially when they work the interstate. I mean, that's a lot of cars going by really fast, a lot of trucks, a lot of moving metal. Got to stay alert to be doing that.
Sure do. And the real bad thing is and even if you are alert as you should be, if someone else is in their car looking on their phone or whatnot, they're going to hit you. There ain't no doubt about it. They could be going 85 and a 65 on the interstate, and they could just fly out, run you over, and kill you. That stuff is not good.
I'm kind of gun-shy when I use a crosswalk, because I'm like, okay, I may have the right-of-way, but the right-of-way is not going to matter if some yahoo kills me. So I'm like, the car's going to win that battle every time.
Unless you're a Superman, that's a fact, guys.
I'm here at the CVS, gotta run in and pick up a few things, and then get home and call it a night. Good talking to you, as usual, and keep your studies up, keep up with everybody, and hopefully I'll catch up with you soon.
At 73, Ben, it's a pleasure talking to you as well, and I hope to do this the same time again tomorrow. KO4 WWZ, I'll be clear and listening for any station. I say again, any station that would like to have a Q
set. For ZEW, this is Ben. We'll be 73s and clear. And you have a safe trip home.
T4 KHI, KO4 WWZ. station trying to call. This is KO4WWZ.
It's undocumented, but there's actually a crossband repeater feature. So in other words, whatever comes in on the 2-meter input goes out the 70-centimeter output, and vice versa. Now, what that's good for, if you ask me, is if there's like there's one repeater, let's say there's one 2-meter repeater you want to be able to talk to with a handheld, or some station you can never quite reach with a handheld. You know, make your own little repeater so you could, you know, sit by the pool or in the bathtub or whatever with your handheld. And that's a good radio, I'm guessing, too, for satellite. Because uplink on satellite is usually 7 centimeters and downlink on 2 meters, or the other way around. But, you know, I don't really know what I'm going to do with the thing. Because I got too many radios as it is, and, yeah, the only thing about that is programming that is the, you know, the old-fashioned way. Go to the control panel and start punching in frequency data. Because that's from before they generally made them PC programmable.
Well, I'll get back to you on that when I have time. I gotta go. I'm home. I'm tired and I'm hot.
KO4WWZ.
Mr. Bourbon.
Yeah, it's KO4WWZ. I'm on Echo Link.
Yeah, that radio also doesn't have a built-in TNC, but it's got a connector for one. So if you get a TNC from somewhere, a terminal node connector, which I guess is the equivalent of a modem, there's a... I'm pretty sure there's a packet data network around here somewhere. Five or something like that is usually the packet frequency. As I might have that I could get rid of at least one of. I'll see if I got any.
Well, I appreciate you doing all that, but before we do all that, let me put some thought into it first. I'm studying for my generals, and I'm probably saving up some money for an ICOM 7100, so Let me think about that for a few months, and I'll get back to you. Anyway, the more I'm just stepped on those with you, so I only told a little bit of what you just said.
Talking about HF, how you could get a what radio on for packet networks, and what did I say, and I'll look around for HF equipment I might have, because I'm sure I got HF sets that I don't need. I should probably be looking out to get rid of stuff, as opposed to accumulating more stuff.
Hey, can you increase your power at all? We need to try and step over this idiot that's trying to mess with us. Roger that. Well, I hate to say it, but we probably need to cut this key so short because he's going to keep coming over here and stepping over here, and he's going to keep stepping over me just because he can, and he's a big fat boy. But, yeah, I'll talk to you later on down the road. I'm sorry I have to cut it short, but if I don't, I'm going to lose my mind, and probably I'm going to say something I shouldn't say on the radio, so I don't want to do that, because I like having my license. So, 73 to you, sir, and I hope to talk to you again soon. KO4WWZ, I am clear.
KZ, KD2BNG, all right, 73s, we'll talk to you later. And you there, I'm sure there's an AA chapter somewhere. Or get a license, any idiot qualifies.